Sorry, I was on mute. Okay, so I was asked to locate the citation for what I was talking about. It is Robert's Rules of Order, 11th edition, page 17, and lines 28, 31, and with regard to that, if we haven't already made, I believe that we have already made a special rule that limits debate on points of order to 2-for and 2-against. However, if we haven't already made one, I would propose that we do make one right now. It only takes a majority of the membership of this body that is voting. That is a majority of 24. And I propose that we make, as soon as it is procedurally possible, to I hereby make a motion to have institute a special rule whereby both points of order,
point of order. Robert.
Excuse me, and
just a moment, let her finish.
Both points of order, motions have limited 2-for and 2-against, and I have sent that to everyone. So that is the citation that people asked me for, and when we dispose of the motions that are now on the floor, I am asking to be recognized. We can pick
okay.
up
Ms. Goodman, I believe that you're out of order because that is the motion that is actually on the floor that is currently being challenged. And we've actually heard quite a few more than 2 and 4 against on this item. And that's why I believe it would be in the interest of efficiency to do that. And we would have disposed of this and other items by now.
Maybe we're at time, and if we are at time, we should be voting on the appeal of the ruling of the chair, that we already have that, and let's do that and move on. But I was asked for the citation. Where's the citation?
Okay, I have a question, please, Robert.
Just a moment. I believe Ms. Sorden, I just want to verify before I let you go, Ms. Roberts. Ms. Sorden, I believe you and Ms. Jacobs are the timekeepers.
Yeah, we never
Jonathan, secretary wants to speak.
Yes, sir.
Trying to garner point of personal privilege.
We have a time sudden. We have to go into the closed session. It's time sudden, so we have to stop everything and go into closed session.
Are you saying that's what time it is now?
Yes.
Yeah, so vote and then go into closed session.
Yeah, no, it's time for
that.
We have to go into closed session.
No.
9 minutes passed, so we have to vote on everything that we have and then go into closed session.
We have to approve that agenda, though.
Time for that agenda.
What we would have to do since we have reached the time is to dispose of the items on the table, and I would find it hard to believe that anyone is so confused by these items that they don't actually know how to vote. I could be wrong. However, I believe that and we're already discussing a motion that I have ruled is undebatable. But that ruling was challenged, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Secretary. So it seems to me that the logical thing is to move for a vote at this time.
What are you voting on?
At a point of personal privilege.
That is true. Ms. Jacobs, do you have that down?
I've said it 3 times.
And information.
I have her
what
down for the okay, hold on. Point of order or request for information? Point of order trumps a point of information or request for information. So what do you want now?
Neither. It was Ms. Garner with a point of personal privilege.
Point of personal privilege, does that trump a point of order? All of you Robert
yes,
Vickers?
Yes. Yes.
Huh?
Ms. Garner, please go ahead.
No, it doesn't.
All right, go ahead, Ms. Garner.
A point of order. A point of order trumps everything. We got to find another word. Oh, God.
Mr. Chair, do I have the floor? This is Rhonda Garner.
Yes, Ms. Garner, you do.
Okay, thank you. Okay, it's 8:41 p.m., and once again, we have not accomplished anything. This is very frustrating, and I unfortunately feel the need to say this. We have debated the issues that Serena and Benito have brought up for months now. We're into the third month. We need to just move to vote. And, Mr. Chair, I implore you, please don't let this meeting be a disaster like the last meeting. You do have Maestro at your disposal at this point. The meeting is being shut down by point of order. And this, everything's amok. It's frustrating. This is very uncomfortable. Please, can you, what can, and so, Serene Roberts voted to exclude WBAI having representation. She did not care about the rules then at all. And if Benito was on the board last year, evidently he didn't care either about WBAI.
Point of order. So Nancy Storden, point of order.
I challenge.
You are casting dispersions on other members. How do you know what their... You are assuming what their motives are. And you do not...
Just a moment. Ms. Garner has the floor. But I warn you, Ms. Garner, you are... just a moment. Sound went dead there. Everyone, stand by. Is it Jonathan? Yes. Just a moment. Just hang on a minute. Yeah, we are going to go to a vote, but I need to. We're having a problem with Maestro. Everyone, just stand by. That's better.
And Robert,
I'll also
Robert,
take this moment.
Personal privilege, please.
Just a moment, I need to make a brief announcement that when the time comes for us to adjourn from regular session and go into executive session, there will be about a 5-minute space in between there, just so you know. Ms. Jacobs, where are we on the stack?
Roberts with a point of
order.
We're not voting.
This is about to vote. Are we voting?
Actually, right, you're right. We're voting because we are at time for this. We are at,
Mr.
We are,
Mr. Chair,
actually, we are exactly 15 minutes. Just a moment. We are exactly 15 minutes beyond time certain for this.
Mr. Chair, Benito, I have a request for information.
This is Roberts with a point of order and a point of personal privilege.
Okay, you actually have to do them one at a time if possible. Because they have a different president. So go ahead. You still have the floor. Go on.
Are you speaking to me, Jonathan?
Ms. Roberts, yes.
Okay, thanks. So, you know, I would like to ask the chair, in spite of your partisanship, to recognize
Ms. Roberts,
that...
Ms. Roberts, I'm sorry, but you're out of order.
Okay.
You are out of order. And I believe you understand why, but allow me to explain it to you.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
No.
Ms. Roberts, no, because you just reprimanded another member for exactly what you're doing now.
Excuse me.
Don't speak over me. Please don't force me to mute your phone.
You gave me... go on and break the bylaws. We know y'all do that. But, you know, the fact is that...
Again.
You gave someone a point of...
If you have a point of order to state, please go on. It's fine.
In a derogatory manner about me for an extended period of time. A chair, an impartial chair, would call a member to order the moment they mention another member's name and continue to then make derogatory statements about them. Content you know, specific or not, because that's not allowed. The fact,
but the fact of the matter, I understand, Ms. Roberts, and my reason for doing that is because the point was well taken. We have spent 3 months debating over what you wanted to debate over.
You did not interrupt her when she was trashing me, but you want to interrupt my point.
Alex Steinberg,
the fact is that someone here has a math problem. The PNB was seated on January 26th. Today is March 16th, so nothing has been going on for 3 months. If she thinks she's been here for 3 months, then we have a misunderstanding of the timeline. But beyond that, and to the content of her statement, the 2016 PNB was forced three separate times to reject the results that were sent to it by some delegates of WBAI because they violated the bylaws at least three separate times, sometimes multiple times, in one of their so-called votes. You cannot send people as directors. You cannot have people who are not delegates vote on the issue of directors. And then
Ms. Roberts, you are debating the original motion. I'm going to call you to order. You are debating the original motion.
I don't think any of those things have been taken into account. Is it a point of order, or is it a point of information, or is it a point of privilege? Which one is this? Because she's been talking for about a minute and a half.
Ms. Roberts said that she had both.
I'm trying to answer.
He had both. How is Sabrina Roberts jumping a stack before Benito?
Sabrina, that's
point of order.
That's not what that was. Jonathan recognized personal privilege because you had both just held that Rhonda Garner's point of personal privilege trumped any points of order or information that were on the floor. So I was given the floor to make my point of order.
I remind all members to state your name if you have a point of order. And try to refrain from talking over each other.
Hello?
Otherwise, I can have to mute phone.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? We hear you.
Can I? Oh, okay. So I'm correcting the information that Ms. Garner put out there about me during her point of personal privilege. I don't see how attacking another member becomes a point of personal privilege.
I will now answer your point of order.
Anything that Rhonda said personally when she did not say any names. So she could have been talking about me for all I know, okay?
Thank you, Ms. Jacobs, and thank you, Ms. Roberts. We are now continuing, and here we go. Once again, people, it is 6:49 Pacific Standard Time, and our secretary is now going to go to a vote on the issue of the challenge to my ruling on Grace's motion.
Okay, Jonathan? We should clarify what is exactly what we are voting on.
I will. Grace's motion was what I was suggesting, two speakers for, two speaker against, for matters of procedure and similar matters as we did last year, as I recall us doing last year, and there was a challenge to that ruling.
Okay.
So now we need to vote on the challenge to that ruling.
Now, okay, so basically if it's yes, it supports your position. If it's no, then it supports the challenge to your position. So yes means that the 2-on-2 goes through, right?
Yes means that we will vote on Grace's motion.
Right.
No means that we will not vote on Grace's motion.
I see. Okay.
Information.
Request for information, Mr. Chair Benito. For the third.
We're about to go into a vote right now. And if your request for information is in relationship to this vote, What is your question?
Mr. Chair, I have a point of order. I was before Mr. Bonito.
Is that correct, Ms. Jacobs?
What did he say?
Mr. Chair, this is Alex Steinberg. I've been trying to make a point of order for the last 10 minutes.
And I have been Benito trying to make
a... Come on, I had a point of order, Jonathan. How do you take Alex's?
I didn't call on you just now, Ms. Roberts.
Point of order.
Mr. Steinberg, what's your point of order?
I want a point of order, too.
My point of order is that I think the chair is conducting this meeting improperly. The chair is allowing people making points of order to debate a motion that's not debatable. The chair should cut off further points of order when the obvious purpose of a dozen or more points of order is to delay and disrupt the meeting. I think the chair has the responsibility to make the meeting go along and do some business, and the chair is not fulfilling his responsibility. I am sorry, but that's how I see the matter.
Mr. Steinberg, your point is well taken. Mr. Secretary, continue to take
point
the vote.
Point of order.
Mr. Chair, I've been requesting a point of order, request for information, for about 10 minutes, just like Mr. Steinberg says. He's been waiting.
This is great.
As you recall, I mentioned 5 minutes after the adjournment of this meeting between the other two meetings, and that 5 minutes actually serves an important purpose this evening. And as I was saying, Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Mr. Chair, are you going to recognize my request?
Why are you selectively recognizing points of order, Jonathan? People have asked for points of order before,
excuse
Alex.
Me.
And then you
think
you know,
and you
have a
speaking
about
order. Order. You know, we are about to take a vote. That is
Jonathan?
Your decision, and you can't appeal that ruling because it's the same ruling that you're appealing. So, it's moot.
Well,
Mr. Secretary.
Jonathan? Again?
Yes.
We're voting on the change to the motion, right?
D1, hear me.
Correct. Now, Jonathan.
I hear everyone, and only the Secretary has the floor. Mr. Secretary is the only person whose voice I wish to hear now.
Jonathan, I just want to make sure what we're voting on. We're voting on, okay, so Gray's made the motion for 2-2, and then we're voting on the challenge to that?
No.
The chair ruled that his motion was in order.
I ruled that Gray's motion was in order. That was challenged, which means...
That
if they vote to uphold the ruling of the chair, it means that we vote on Grace's motion. If they vote against the ruling of the chair, it means that we do not vote. And I believe the result, well, you take that for yourself. It seems that the result would be endless debate. But it would seem that, Mr. Secretary, it's time for you to take a vote.
Okay. Well, this is Benito. Hello. Great Tom. How do you vote? Great.
This is okay.
Yes. Yes, I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. So, David Peter?
I vote yes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay, Jim Brown? Jim Brown? Okay, Bill Cantisi?
Uphold.
Okay, uphold. So, is that the end of Jensen Everon? Okay, Bill Crozier?
Yes, to sustain the chair.
Okay, Catherine Davis?
Yes, to uphold the chair. should say Benita Diaz.
No.
Okay. Don DeGano.
Yes, to uphold the chair.
Jan Goodman.
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs.
Yes, to uphold the ruling.
Okay.
Calvin. Yes, uphold.
Robert Mark.
Robert Mark votes to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Serene Roberts.
I have a question, Aki.
No. No. No.
You can.
No.
Okay.
No.
Mansoor?
What? Hello?
Mansoor votes to uphold the chair's.
This is Roberts. I have a question about the
Mansoor
issue.
No! We're in the middle of the vote! Shut up!
No yelling. Order. No yelling. Whoever that was, you are completely out of order. The both of you.
Okay, I'm easy. Shut up!
Just a moment. Miss Siri and Susan.
Siri, let me go to the roll.
Mr. Secretary, continue.
No.
This is order. Everyone order and listen to me so I can tell you exactly what's going to happen next. Aki will finish going down the roll. If you have a question before you vote, you can pass, and Aki can answer that question at the end, one time only. He will make it clear because he's a good secretary. Mr. Secretary, okay. Continue.
Okay, so Nancy Sullivan.
I wish you would say something to Mr. Campisi about disrespecting black women the way he just did.
That's out of order, and I did. Continue, Mr. Secretary.
Nancy Sullivan? Okay. What's that? Did I hear Nancy? No? Okay.
Nancy said no. No.
What's that?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
Yes, I vote to uphold the ruling of the chair.
Okay. And Chanda Chibanda?
Yes, to fighting Bill Campisi. That is totally uncalled for. And no.
Now, Chanda. Right. Chanda.
No, that has to be by the chair.
That is totally uncalled for. And for it to not to be addressed at all.
Is
a travesty.
Yeah. Mascara? Oh, okay. Yes?
No.
Okay, Mascara is not. I'm going to come back. Let's see. I think Jim Brown?
Oh, and I think we should do something about Campisi disrespecting people.
Yeah, right. Okay. We can pick that up in another journey. But anyway, so you don't know.
Yeah, it's awesome never.
It just happened right this instant. How are we going to pick it up on another day?
Order.
That just happened right this instant. Everything. This is a sham. This meeting is being used to disrespect African women.
Okay. Let's see. Cillian Lovitz?
Okay. So my question.
Let me change the vote because there was a. Let's see. Chamba? How you vote?
I vote no.
Shut him up.
That's right. Okay. Now, Siri, what was your question?
When they are ready to ask it, because it may help other people who have to vote. But whatever.
Okay.
My question is, excuse me?
Yes, go ahead.
My question is, I want to be sure I understand the issue. The issue is whether or not to uphold the chair's ruling that in the middle of a citation on a point of order that Grace Aaron can properly bring a motion, correct?
incorrect.
I'm sorry. I don't know who just spoke or what they said. Say again. I heard two.
I said that is incorrect. What we are voting on is the... listen, what we are voting on is the appeal to my ruling that we would vote on Ms. Aaron's motion. I found Ms. Aaron's motion to be in order. You know what her motion was. It was for the 2-4, 2-against. In the interest of time, and I say that it's 7:01 p.m. Pacific time, and a vote to uphold my ruling means that we will then vote on Ms. Aaron's motion. A vote not to uphold my ruling means that we will not vote on Ms. Aaron's motion. Mr. Secretary.
Okay, but wait a second. But what's the difference between what I said and what he just said? Because he said my understanding was wrong, but then it seems to me like he repeated what I'd said.
So, well, it seems to me that at any rate, it's time for you to vote.
Okay, I'm speaking here to the secretary, who's supposed to be the party responsible for repeating the motion. We are being asked to vote on whether to uphold the chair's ruling that Grace Aaron can properly bring a motion during her citation in arguing a point of order. Is that correct?
Your interpretation is what it will be.
You told me to ask the secretary, and then you won't let me.
And I am the chair, and I have the floor now. I am answering your question. I'm answering your question. I explained to you what we were voting for. If that's your interpretation, that was a bad time for it to bring up a motion, that's on you. You're simply trying to give your opinion and debate the issue right now. I would ask that you go and vote.
Okay,
unless,
so
I mean, if you have a desire to uphold my ruling, I feel that you may actually have a desire to uphold my ruling, then you may vote yes. If you don't have that desire, please vote no. Mr. Secretary, take her vote.
Mr. Chair,
I'm going to go back to try to state what you think my intentions are.
Afi, could you repeat the motion?
We are now in the middle of a vote.
I don't know what.
I will silence everyone if necessary. Mr. Secretary, I believe you have one or two more people to take.
All right. Let's see. Jonathan?
Yes, I vote to uphold the ruling.
Okay. And Adriana is not here. Andrea Turner is not here. And Mosquito voted no. Let's see. And Shereen is sort of like in question mark, right? You're not.
Well, I would like you to at least state what we're voting on, because I think there's a level of confusion here.
He's wasting time.
Jonathan, are you going to call Rhonda Garner to order, or are you just going to let her shout?
Why, thank you, Ms. Roberts. I am going to now call everyone to order, and people now, we will all vote. We will finish this vote, and we'll move on to the next vote. Nothing else. We are in the middle of a vote. There's no time or place for discussion.
Okay, so basically, since we're voting on the motion that the chair votes, so I'll let the chair state the thing over again, so he does a better job than I do.
I've already stated what we're voting on. Are there other people that are we done with that vote? I'm sorry, I was trying.
You can repeat it for the sake of saying.
Okay. This vote was for maybe it would be better if Ms. Aaron, since it was her motion. Essentially, this is so we may proceed from here on out in these procedural situations when there is a challenge to the ruling of the chair, that we would take two speakers for, two speakers against, in the interest of time and efficiency. He says it's 7:05 p.m. If it's my job to explain these so people understand what they're voting on, and I believe at this time I've made myself clear.
Mr. Secretary?
Okay. Referee?
Oh, absolutely not. This whole charade is ridiculous.
Okay. So, basically, we have 13 yes, 6 no, and 3 not voting.
I'm sorry, point of information?
Just a moment. I'm not ignoring your point of information, Ms. Roberts. I just want him to state it clearly because it's a sound issue. Please restate that, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, hang on. 1, 2, 3. Voting yes, 6 no, 2 not voting.
Thank you very much for that. The motion carries.
Can you repeat the vote, please? Two people were not voting, Andrea Toto and Adriana Gozena, present.
Sorry, did you say 1-3 or 1-4 at the top? I didn't.
I said that 14 yes, 6 no, and 2 not voting. So we go to the original motion,
wait.
Right?
I have a point of order about the vote.
Okay.
The time of this meeting is over. We need to go to closed session.
Stop that, Mr. Sabal. You're out of order.
Chair Mansour does not have the floor.
I already said that before you could get me.
Aki, may I speak?
It's not up to Aki to give you the floor. You said that you had a
point
of
Aren't we past time for all of this?
We are, and we finished that vote, and we are
past time.
It is now go on to the next vote. And let me just repeat that for clarity.
Yes.
Just for clarity, we are now moving on to vote on the main motion. Mr. Secretary, we are now voting on the main motion.
Okay, so main motion is the one made by Grace.
This is a problem. So, it's the same problem we had at a previous meeting.
So,
Grace,
could you state the motion again, please?
The motion is to have on all business points of order, procedural motions, 2-4 and 2 against.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's
get
Jerry?
Special.
Okay. So this is like trying to make a rule like what was allowed in the Roberts rule or whatever. Okay, so let's vote on the Grace. How do you vote?
Yes. Where's the motion?
Okay. She just stated it.
No, she needs
Jonathan
to send it in writing because it's changed since we began.
Silence.
This is what
silence. We are now voting. It has been explained several times. We've been debating it for 2 hours now. I do believe that everyone here is clear on the motion that was just stated. Mr. Secretary, will you please take the vote?
Okay. All right. So, Jonathan, Alexander?
Chair votes last.
Okay, that's right. Gordon,
I vote in support of the motion.
Okay. So, Jim Dunn?
Oh.
Jim Dunn?
No.
Okay. And Bill Campisi? Campisi? Okay, I'll get back to you. Bill Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Catherine Davis?
Yes.
Okay. So, Benita Diaz?
Did you say Diaz? Did you say Diaz?
Yeah. Yes. Benito?
My name is Benito, and my vote is no.
Okay. Wanda Gana? Wanda?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Okay. Yes.
Sabrina Jacobs?
I need you to repeat what this motion is. I'm not finding it in my email. So what's the motion?
Okay, the motion is that all the business, like point of order or procedure of abortion, when it's made, they'll have two for and two against.
Okay, you have to understand what you said. Huh?
Say it again?
A yes.
Okay.
Sorry, a yes vote is what? A yes is just four, two for and two against. A no is against.
Yeah, you're basically limiting
the
yeah,
yeah.
Yes,
but,
yes,
but,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. 10
all for?
Lawyer, please.
10 loud for most, yes. 10 loud for most, yes.
Okay, Robert Mark.
Robert Mark votes yes.
Okay. And sitting Roberts?
I vote no, and with notice to rescind when this goes the wrong way.
Okay.
Huh?
And Mansour?
Mansour Saba votes yes.
Okay. And Nancy Sullivan?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
It's absolutely yes for this. Okay. All right. Eric Steinberg?
Yes.
Okay. Marshall votes yes. Kanda? Shibanda?
No.
Okay. And this one is right here. Muscular? Washington?
No.
Okay.
No.
And Jonathan Alexander?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see, so that's so it's 15 yes, 5 no, and 2 no.
Hello, 40. Hello, hello, this is Andrea. You didn't call my name.
Oh, you're on the line. Oh, hi, Andrea. How are you? Andrea,
all right.
So how did you vote on this one?
No.
Okay. So,
Nancy Sheridan, I changed my vote to no.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, Nancy votes. All right. So, let's see. There you go. So, 14 yes, 7 no, and 1 not voting. How many yes?
Point of
14 yes, 7 no, and 1 not voting.
14 yes, 7. Just a moment, let me clarify. 14 yes, 7 no, and 4 not voting. Is that correct, Mr. Secretary?
One not voting.
One, I'm sorry. Okay, thank you very much. I hear your point of order. However, we are at way past time for this. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I just have one vote, so I have to take one vote. Bill Campisi? Bill Campisi
here? Well, I'm 14 and 7.
I do not believe. Just a moment. First of all, Mr. Secretary, I do not believe that Mr. Campisi is on the call. He must have dropped off. I'm sure he'll call back.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
But how can it be two people? I missed Bill Campisi, and I realized that he did not vote.
It is,
she didn't vote because she asked. Why are you registering that?
As...
Just a moment. Ms. Robert, turn my head for a moment.
I'm a fallible guy here.
Did you have a question?
Yeah. Well, if someone is on the call, and chooses not to vote, then that's not voting. If someone is not on the call, to constantly put in not voting suggests that they were present and not voting.
Right. So anyway, I'm sorry, Robin, was someone disagreeing? Oftentimes, you know, I have all these little chicken scratchings and thought to add up things, but anyway, it's 13 yes, 6 no, and let's see what it is. None, so I can do that. Let's see, yeah. Not voting, no.
Oh, there we go.
There can be the Germans. Two. And then two Germans. Three. Three. Four. Five. Six. Okay. So 13 yes, 7 no, and 2 not voting.
How can it be 2? Okay, whatever.
Well, because, you know, Adriana Catanava and Bill Campisi was not counted.
But it's different because Adriana has not been on the call. Okay, you know what? Go for it.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. She's not here. So her vote doesn't count.
Thank you very much, Mr. Secretary. At this time, I will entertain motions to adjourn.
Adjourn the meeting.
Secretary Chairman,
I'm Robert Mercer.
I think
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
Point of information, adjourning to private to the
It's a thing number.
Thank you for that question. Just a moment, order, so I can clarify. We are.
I would like to amend the motion. This is Robert Mark.
Okay, well, let me clarify. If we do adjourn, that there will still be we will be adjourning to executive session. And there will be a momentary break in between. Mr. Mark, did you say you had a point of order?
I have a substitute motion.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
I move that we recess into executive session to discuss personnel, legal matters, and any other thing that might be listed on the meeting notice at KPFDX for this meeting.
I said
there's a slim possibility that we could come back to this meeting. So I want to recess instead of adjourn.
Was there a second for that?
A second.
Okay. Well, then let's vote on it, Mr. Secretary.
Are
there any objections?
Can anyone hear me?
I thought I heard Ms. Sorden object first.
So
is that correct?
No, I wasn't objecting. I have a point of information.
Okay, but there is an objection to this. What is your question, Ms. Sorden?
You said we needed a 5-minute break in between for a specific reason. Could you share that reason?
It's a it's a technical reason. It's really a personal. It has nothing to do with the meeting. It's just it'll be about that long, if that long, maybe less.
Is it time to
before I can continue? Yes, that would be a good reason if you like.
That's not very technical. What's the technical reason?
The fact of the matter is, before I proceed with the next meeting, I, as the chair and the technical person that I am, would like to reboot my computer so that I can keep this console on my screen and continue to function as we have. That's all. Then it shouldn't take 5 minutes, but I just wanted to let folks be aware, and it is necessary. And I believe right now someone just seconded the amendment.
Reload software. Rebooting the reload software.
I can't understand.
Are you rebooting the reload to load software, to load special software?
Just to be clear,
no,
the chair of the board needs to reboot his computer, and I'm not going to explain any further. And just for the record, there are a few things more important in the computer world than a reboot. Let's move on, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, so not exceeding the public, closed session. So okay, thank you.
Are you using Skype, Mr. Chair? Is that what you're using? And let's see, we keep the same number, so there's no difference. Hello?
Why do you want to hear me?
I can hear you.
Why do you just a moment,
Ms. Roberts, was that you objecting to adjournment?
Roberts objects. Yes, I've said that repeatedly now.
Thank you. What is your objection?
I'd like us to do what we said we were going to do tonight. You guys have someone on the board who is voting in a seat that doesn't belong to him, and you want to continue that into executive session without addressing it. It's terrible. The woman should be in her seat.
It is now 7:23 Pacific time. We already reached the time for this. We had a time certain.
Point of information, Catherine.
Ms. Davis, what is your question?
Well, we were voting on, I believe, a amended motion or revised motion. So would we not have to vote that up or down in order to adjourn?
Yes.
No, you don't have to do. You don't have to follow any of the rules. You can do anything you want. That's all you have to do.
Whoever said that was completely out of order.
But accurate.
And you're laughing at our own jokes. Now, that's exactly where we are, and we are on the amendment. Who made the amendment? Would you please state whoever that was? Robert Martz, I believe. Is that you?
Yes, it was.
Thank you. So in that case, Mr. Secretary, we are now voting on the substitute motion. And Mr. Martz, could you just restate that for clarity, please?
Actually, there's
I have a question.
Point of order, Nancy Thorman.
With a question, please.
Is your question pertaining to this vote?
Point of order, Trump.
Are you speaking to me or Nancy? Are you speaking to Roberts or Thornton?
Okay.
Sabrina.
They could keep track of this. First of all.
Point of order, Nancy Thornton, please.
Ms. Thornton, what is your point of order?
Okay. I believe on the motion to adjourn, there is no discussion. Therefore, there can't be an amendment to it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. however, we got to an amendment. Mr. Martz has a substitute motion because he believed in the possibility, that we would somehow come out of executive session. That point is well taken.
Please. Sit down.
Just a moment. That sounded like Ms. Roberts. Was that you? I am getting good recognizing voices. Thank you very much.
Well, we've been on the board together for a year. That's the good thing, I think. Who's dog?
I wish I knew. At any rate, we are going to now move to the vote on... I have to agree. Just, you know what, we're here. I'm going to mute phones so we don't hear the dogs. Mr. Secretary, if you could do that. Real briefly...
What?
I am ruling on the last point of order. And if I rule that is in order, then we would go to four different votes and be here all night. Mr. Mark, do you care to withdraw your motion, in which case I believe that we would then vote? So it is. That's a really small print, but I would have to agree. See, the motion to adjourn is not amendable.
I would be happy to do that, as long as the original motion states the reason for why we're going into executive session.
Well, I believe it does. Who made the original? Right. And yes, we are adjourning into executive session to conduct what's on the agenda. I believe that's a given. And since it's not amendable, it would seem that, Mr. Secretary, it's time to go through a vote. Mr. Secretary, again, we are voting on the motion to adjourn.
So, all right. So, anyway, Grace, how? Grace?
Yes.
You passed? Okay.
No, yes. I said yes.
Mr. Secretary? Aki.
He's already left. He's already waiting for executive session to start.
Pardon me.
I don't blame him.
Aki, I believe you were taking count on this motion to adjourn, so we can finish this quickly, please.
No, he said we got a 5-minute break, so, you know, you said we had a 5-minute break.
I hear you.
Jeez Louise.
Sabrina Jacobs, just a minute.
Yeah?
Sabrina, no, we still have to take the vote to adjourn. We're not in between anything right now. Sabrina, okay. I believe that Aki has dropped off the call. Yep. So, Sabrina, take the vote to adjourn, if you will.
Okay. This is not in alphabetical order. Let's see here. Kathy Davis.
Yes.
Do you vote to adjourn? Okay, Kathy said
I do, yes.
Okay, Mr. Benito Diaz.
No.
Okay, votes no. And let's see, Ms. Washington. Ms.
No.
Washington?
No.
Okay. Okay. And Mr. Ken Lauffer.
Yes.
All right, Ms. Nancy Sorgan. I'm sorry?
Aki's back.
Miss Nancy Sorgan. Okay. Miss Nancy Sorgan, I cannot hear you. Miss Sorgan?
Oh, hello? Can you hear me?
Now
hello?
I can.
Okay.
Yes. Do you want to adjourn or not?
Oh, abstain.
Okay. One abstention. And Mr. Jim Brown.
No.
Vote no. Mr. Jim Brown votes no. Mr. Mansoor Sabah.
Vote yes. Mansoor votes yes.
All right. Ms. Grace Aaron. Grace
yes.
Aaron.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Ms. Serene Roberts.
No.
Okay. Mr. Bill Crozier.
Yes.
Okay. And Ms. Andrea Turner. She's not on the call.
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Rhonda Garner?
Yes.
Mr. Alex Steinberg?
Absolutely, yes.
Mr. Simba Tishabanda? Mr. Simba Tishabanda?
Simba votes no.
Okay. Mr. Bob Mark?
I pass.
Okay. And Sir David Beaton?
Vote yes.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Jonathan Alexander. Mr. Chair, Jonathan Alexander.
I vote yes.
All right. Mr. Akio Tanaka.
I vote yes.
Coconut grande soy latte.
Grande soy latte. All right, so we've got
point of information, Catherine, point of information. Sabrina, did you vote?
Oh, yeah, I got a vote. Right. Yes, I just did right now, and that was a yes. So.
Yeah.
All right, so we got 12 yes, 5 no. One abstention and one pass. Somebody pass.
Can you adjourn?
Doesn't really matter.
Well, the motion will pass either way. However, I believe the person that you're missing. I believe you're missing Bill Campisi.
I think he's off the call.
I believe
Mark that passed.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and Robert Mark passed.
Well, we've got and I abstain.
The motion passes. We are adjourned, right? Right. The motion passes. We are now adjourned. I will take us off the stream. If you like, you can drop off the call and call back in, but that won't be necessary.